Back to it one final time with our Sabetha Locker Room chat here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you, and we're now joined by Blue Jays boys basketball coach, that is Scott Berger, presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, and Sailor Insurance. The Blue Jays wrapped up the regular season perfect after a win at home over Hiawatha on Tuesday night, 55-30. Coach, we'll dive into more of the season as a whole here momentarily, but just specifically senior night at home, you got a chance to get a lot of seniors. Of course, all the seniors, some good quality playing time in that win over Hiawatha. Just how nice was it to end the season the way that you did?
You know, you always want to end the season on a strong note, and also just getting your seniors a lot of playing time, and we were able to do that. Our kids played hard, and we went through, you know, the first quarter where I felt like we were not very aggressive defensively, and Hiawatha did a good job of being patient and getting some easy shots on us. But the second quarter, our kids really stepped it up and picked up the defensive pressure. And it just really changed the momentum of the game. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And so we had a really good second and third quarter, and then got to play all the other kids the fourth quarter. So it was a good game for everybody.
Yeah, 15-15 tie at one point in that second quarter. You guys close it out on a 10-0 run and just able to kind of put it away slowly in the second half, and mentioned kind of cleared the bench late in the fourth quarter, getting some younger guys some playing time. But as you get now ready for sub-state, you check another box, the top seed in the Marysville sub-state. Just a thoughts right now on the season as a whole, from where we began late November, early December to now, 20-0, a perfect season, at least regular season, undefeated league champions. It's just a lot to dissect, and I'm sure you couldn't be more proud of the way your team has played to this point and how they have battled to get to where they are right now.
Yeah, if you would have told me at the first year that we'd be 20-0, of course I would have taken it. And just not only be 20-0, just to improve as much as we have, and for the kids just to continue to work as a team and buy in on the defensive aspect. I'm just real proud of them. But as I've mentioned before, they worked so hard the last couple of summers, and they really get along well. And so I'm not shocked at all where they're at right now, because they put in the effort. And when you work as much as they have this past summer and the summer before, good things will happen. And so just a great group of kids, and yeah, couldn't be more proud of them.
Who's the unsung hero? You know, who's maybe one or two players, you know, going into the year you had maybe certain expectations for, but who maybe played above and beyond? And we've talked throughout the course of the year, you guys don't go too deep after your starting five. You know, Nathan Vooz, Preston Michael, a couple guys that play for you, key roles off the bench. But, you know, outside of that, who maybe is one or two guys that really kind of made a jump this year?
I don't know if anybody like stood out as far as making a jump. I think they all improved a lot, and I think that can be attributed to just like we talked about their playing time. They played so much. So I feel like as a whole, it's not like anybody stood out. What did stood out was different kids to step up at different games. And that was probably the most pleasant thing. And even we had probably two or three, four games where we had some starters get in foul trouble. And I felt like people off the bench came in and really gave us something. You know, even we had a game the other night. Where was it? Oh, we were playing Holton, and we were just in foul trouble. And one of our starters, who Noel Niehaus, who kind of plays the role of just rebounding and passing the ball, stood up and took over on the offensive end. And so I think each person has done it at times. And so, and that's the sign of a good team, a team that when we need you, you know, you'll step up. And I think several kids have done that throughout the year.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, and as always, we appreciate it. Now everything changes, and really, regardless, you wipe the slate clean. Records are out the window as sub-state basketball is here. Starts next week. Your first-round game on Tuesday night, you host Minneapolis, a team that won three games this year. How much prep have you been able to do on them so far? What do you know in potentially with that first-round matchup on Tuesday?
I watched them play a game last night and this morning, and so I at least have an idea of what they do and what their strengths are. But like you said, everybody's 0-0, and the main thing I'm concerned about is just our team and getting better at the things that we do. And there's still a couple things that I feel like we need to concentrate on. And so for the next day or two. We'll be working on that. And then we'll put our game plan in for Tuesday and you know, hopefully have a good game, and hopefully we'll be able to advance to Friday's play.
Should be a lot of fun to see what happens. Sabetha, perfect season at 20-0, at least regular season, and now a number one seed and number one ranking going into Substate on Tuesday night, their opening round game against 8-seed Minneapolis. Coach, it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time throughout the course of the year. Continued success, and we'll talk to you throughout Substate next week.
Hey, thanks for everything you do also, Brent.